one more week of lame duck in Lansing.
As the Michigan legislature wraps up its 2015-2016 session. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
This period between the election and the end of the year is when the going gets weird in Lansing.
Legislation that had languished or went unseen can suddenly appear in lame duck.
This year, we saw Governor Rick Snyder's idea to tap the school aid fund for half of all state income tax refunds suddenly appear.
Yeah, and then wither under the weight of the controversy. Wonder why we didn't see that one sooner in the legislative session.
Oh, you mean when going after money for schools could have been an issue in the elections?
I'm shocked. Shocked.
Lame duck is also a time when whichever party is in the majority,
which would be Republicans this year,
can engage in some displays of raw political power.
We saw Michigan become a right-to-work state, for example, in 2012.
And in that very same lame duck session, Governor Snyder and legislative Republicans responded to voters rejecting the emergency manager law in November by passing a new emergency manager law in December.
It just seems like anything can happen during lame duck. This year's included an effort to go after the pension benefits of unionized teachers and municipal employees, but it was shut down quickly by organizations opposing the efforts.
But there are still active issues that certainly appear to target unions and progressive activism.
One of them, Republicans trying to pass a law making it harder for people without a photo ID to cast an election ballot.
And legislation boosting the penalties for picketing outside a business.
Or barring leave time for union activities for public employees.
Now, it deserves to be noted that none of these are time-sensitive issues that can't wait for 2017 and the new legislature.
Right. Republican House Speaker Kevin Cotter awkwardly acknowledged the reality of lame duck politics last week.
I don't know what it is about it. You know, many people do see lame duck as an opportunity.
That opportunity exists for several reasons. First of all, lame duck is the point in time that's pretty much the furthest moment between the most recent election and the next one. It means more time for voters to just forget an issue or move on.
And also because the election is just over, a lot of people have had their fill of politics. So they're not paying as much attention to controversies at the Capitol.
And then there are term limits. There are 40-plus term-limited members of the State House of Representatives.
That's about a third of the House chamber's members who can cast controversial votes without worrying about their re-election. They may also have some final things on their to-do list. They're in a frame of mind to bargain.
And it means the next generation of House Republican leaders can say it was the previous legislature, not them, who moved on controversial issues.
So we will see what this week brings. It is said that power doesn't corrupt so much as it reveals. Lame duck is that moment when voters get the starkest look at what and who they voted for just as they're headed out the door.
But I see your true colors shining through.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.